Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 25th of November, recording at 6:48 p.m. And that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, happy Thanksgiving Day celebration here to all our American subscribers. Now let's have a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a bit firmer, as were their currencies. The European stock markets were a little bit firmer as well. The exception was the Spanish IBEX market, which is down a fraction. Wall Street is closed today, but we have Canada a little bit firmer. As is Brazil, but very small percentages. It's a quiet day here today. Now, in the futures markets, and some of the U.S. futures are open, for instance, stock market futures are firmer here, with the S&P currently showing up 3.2 points. That takes it up to 1,199.70 on the December futures contract. The long-dated government bonds are slightly, bond prices slightly firmer in the USA, slightly weaker in Europe and most other centers. We have a slightly easier US dollar in here today, and the euro has picked up just a small fraction. Commodities are mostly steady, closing out with gains, modest gains. Gold, for instance, is at $1,375.35. Crude oil is quietly steady here as well, 84.18. The industrial metals were all a little firmer and here today, and most of the commodities that I have seen are firmer as well. An exception is lumber and also coffee. Okay, actually, sorry, those two are not open. That was yesterday. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I've been saying every day in these broadcasts that we were in a corrective phase, reactions and consolidations, possibly extending to the somewhat larger setback, qualifying as a correction for some stock markets. And I've also emphasized that this really ought to be a so-called healthy correction, involving some at least partial mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages. And that's what we've been seeing. I've also said that if this was a so-called healthy correction, that a lot of stock markets, and particularly among the leading ones in importance, such as the USA, would see largely sideways trading ranges rather than the sharp type of downward reaction that we saw in April, which was quite a significant correction at the time, or at any time, it would have been quite a significant correction. Now, so far, markets have been mostly ranging overall, and the declines have been confined to relatively small percentages overall. Now, that doesn't mean that the loss of overall upward momentum, it doesn't mean that it could not be followed by a sharper downward move, particularly if there was some unknown event that suddenly concerned investors. Unknown event today, at any rate. I don't think that the Irish situation, the Southern European sovereign debt problems really qualify, because we've known about those for many a month, although they have they remain capable of posing a headwind from time to time. But overall, Short of some sort of exogenous shock, I think that we're likely to see mostly just reactions, ranging phases, consolidations before the bull trend actually continues. Well, why should the bull trend continue? Well, probably the most important reason, I think undoubtedly the most important reason of all, will be that interest rates remain, short-term interest rates remain negative. That means they're below the rates of inflation in various countries, even in those countries where interest rates have been moved up in recent months. And therefore, we have what can only be described as really quite an accommodative overall monetary policy globally. And that's equities friendly. And additionally, that while longer term interest rates are edging higher, they're doing so from a very, very low base. And therefore, they do not pose a headwind for equities. As a matter of fact, I think that as long-dated government bond yields and some corporate yields edge higher in coming weeks and months, range higher, really, I suspect that that we will see some cash or some investment capital, I should say, moving away from the fixed interest sector and towards equities. It's something that I've been forecasting for a long time. Once the bond markets began to underperform, as they are now doing. Fuller money themes remain really very steady overall. Mining shares are pretty much rock solid in here. That includes the big heavyweights like the Rios, BHPs. It includes gold shares, and we've seen some explosive action in the rare earths, and I think particularly the uraniums in the last last couple of days. So not every sector of the market is consolidating, or you could say that the rare earths indeed I will say that the rare earths and uraniums did see some sharp pullbacks, their high beta, but it looks like they've put in some significant lows and are now testing or exceeding previous highs for the year. I still like that sector very much. I still like the industrial commodity sector very much. I still like the precious metal sector a good deal. There's no reason why that shouldn't remain quite firm and extend gains as we carry on through to the end of this year. Now, some of those commodities have seen sharp pullbacks. I moved back into a little bit of corn yesterday. That's one of the commodities that's not trading today. Copper has fallen back, fell back quite sharply. I might pick up a little of that because I think that remains bullish. I've got some comments on copper. I've got a report on copper in comment of the day today. Excuse me, a little scratchy voice. In terms of currencies, I don't think we'll have any great fireworks. We've got a softish euro, which is hardly surprising. But the most important currency for investors right now, I think, is the U.S. dollar, which has been quietly steady overall, so we don't have any currency crisis at the moment. And you might say, well, what about that Irish situation and the southern European economies? Although a number of commentators have said that, well, that's a crisis for the individual countries, but not for the euro. I would not include myself in that camp, but I take the point. I don't think that the euro is is threatened in here, although there are plenty of articles that say that it is. But I've assumed all along that some countries would drop out of the euro at some point. Greece would have to be a leading candidate to do that. I'm not saying it will happen or needs to happen anytime soon, probably not. But again, I've never assumed that the euro was a club that you could only enter and never exit. That doesn't make sense. Okay, I think that's pretty much it on a quiet Thanksgiving holiday day in the USA. So I'll just wrap it up and say, if you're eating turkey, enjoy. The rest of you also enjoy. All the best. More tomorrow.